Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
And we're live. Good evening, Northern California. This is Nigel.
And James.
Hey, it sounds like we have a safe bet with the Bigfoot coffee instead of
AK-47. Yeah, actually, you know, that's we just were having conversations, Michelle and I were, because we were sitting in this morning, or I was sitting in this morning on a Zoom call that was kind of going through an educational process of, you know, buying your own coffee roaster. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we've been talking, that's the thing.
We've been talking about that for quite some time, and we're getting close to pulling the trigger. So, that would be an actual fun kind of coffee to have,
mm-hmm.
Just available.
So this is Nigel and James. Yeah. It's our radio show on Wednesday night. We jump right on into it.
Just go full full Bigfoot in.
I think it's July 6th.
It is.
2022.
Yep.
it was nice and cool over the 4th of July.
Man, can I tell you what? We had the best spring this year. It was so slow to warm. We had a couple days where it got really hot, and then it cooled down, and then it got a little warm again. And then we had the most glorious 4th of July I think I can remember.
Yeah, little sprinkles that went up to Weaverville. It was great. It was packed.
It was so nice and cool
and
cloudy.
A little rainy.
You still got to see the fireworks. There was a little breeze, but it was not 3,000 degrees.
But don't fret.
Ugh, it's coming.
Our normal weather is on its way. It'll be 109
on Tuesday,
by Monday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, so it's going to be good. So we're back to normal.
Well, you just told me, though, that we're going to be on Saturday. You and I will be at Bigfoot Days in Willow Creek. And it's supposed to be 72, 75, yep. Something like that.
So we're going to have Shannon from the Willow Creek Chamber of Commerce call in a little bit. But for our Reading peeps, if you are looking for something to do this weekend, James and I will be at Bigfoot Days in Willow Creek. And the first time I went to Bigfoot Days in 2018, I was surprised at how big it was, how big the event was.
Well, Bigfoot's big.
Bigfoot is big, but this event is big. And
yeah.
Shannon's going to tell us... all the vendor spots are sold out, and they're expecting a huge influx of people from all over the region. So, if you're in Reading, or if you with an earshot of this,
Northern
and you
California.
Look at Northern California, if you're looking for something to do this weekend,
Saturday
starts off with a Bigfoot parade downtown. I think it's like 7-8 o'clock or something. We'll get the exact time from Shannon, but and the Bigfoot Days event itself, Veterans Park, is 11 to 5.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be great. Hopefully, and it'll be cooler. It'll be a lot cooler than here. So
hopefully they have a lot of good Bigfoot food.
Yeah, all of it raw.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just down with food. You know me. Mm-hmm. But we actually are going to have a booth there. We're going to be selling, celebrating, obviously Bigfoot Days, but. We will be there also in support of Willow Creek's event and helping to really kick it off, help guide and brand. They're going to have official merchandise that we helped out with getting it there. And we'll also have a booth with a few bits of merchandise from California Adventure District. We have our own Bigfoot shirt. We have, or a couple of Bigfoot shirts that we will have. We're going to have lots of stickers and, Bigfoot stickers.
And the soap.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We Nigel and I worked with one of our local vendors to create two bars of soap called Bigfoot Haze.
Yep.
It's a male and female version. Male's got like a pine tar pitch and, what is it? Crushed pine needles for exfoliation, right? Mm-hmm. And the women's is, what is the tree? Madrone. Mm-hmm. It's fragrance Madrone with Madrone bark that's embedded in it, and it's got really great healthy oils and CBD oil and all that kind of stuff for nice,
so,
beautiful skin.
And,
just like Bigfoot.
Well, Bigfoot would love to use this kind of soap.
Yeah.
So I'm actually excited about that. I think that's going to be great. After the event, we should have that Bigfoot.
We'll have it down
in,
here.
In the enjoy store.
Yeah, whatever we don't get, move or something up in the hills, we'll be bringing down here to the enjoy store and have those available. I mean, Bigfoot's big everywhere.
That's right.
Not just, which we're now deeming, what is it, the Willow Creek, the Bigfoot capital of the world.
That's right. So if you're new to this region or new to town, Willow Creek is that little town. I don't even know how many people live there.
Little.
It's a little town on the way to the coast. It's about 2 hours from here, and it's nestled in the forest, and it's a great little town, but if you blink, you miss it.
Uh-huh.
But there's lots of little
lots
hidden gems
of little
out there.
Beautiful, like Burnt Ranch, and then there's Salyer and Willow mm-hmm. Creek and Hoopa, and I mean, they just all kind of are nestled along that river,
yep.
You know, that flows.
So we're excited about going. Did you go to the fair, the Shasta County Fair?
You know, I did not. My kids are at the age where they do things for themselves now. The only thing that would make me go to the fair is if I was going to buy something from a 4-H'er or to go literally eat myself to death.
Yeah.
Because
which is easy to do
there.
I
like the fair food. But I don't do rides anymore like that. You know, as a kid, you just think that you're invincible. There's nothing happened. I just look at the fair, and I'm sure they have a clean record, so I'm not stating anything. But
they have a record.
It's fearful to me. If I'm going to ride a ride, I want to go to some kind of reputable theme park where they have actually some money to do maintenance.
Once every 2 years.
Yeah.
You mean you don't partake of the little
no, not
fair
the
thing
one
that
the,
comes to the parking
no, the
lot?
Parking lot. No.
No. Those
no.
high-end
if
rides.
If I'm going to gamble, it'll be in a casino.
That's right.
So not with my life.
Right. So, it looks like we have Shannon on the line. So, Liam, can we just go ahead and take our first break? Let's take our first break now, and we'll come right back with Shannon.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. Good evening, Northern California. This is Nigel.
And James.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I believe we have Shannon on the line. Shannon, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome to Reading. So before we get started, we're going to ask you a trick question because James and I were talking about this before the show started.
Okay, I'm ready,
so,
I think.
So when's the last time you went to a movie?
In a theater.
Oh,
a theater.
My gosh. It's been years.
And,
I couldn't even tell you.
And are you the type that eats your $20 worth of popcorn before the movie starts or during the movie?
Way before it starts.
Well, there you go.
I'm good because I'm not. That was my statement to him. I said because I have my drink that I brought in here to the studio and I have a bag of nuts, right? And before we even hit the air, I'm already done. And I said, Man, this is just like the movie theater. I eat all my popcorn or my candy and my drink before the movie starts.
and then you don't want to get up because you don't want to miss anything.
Right.
You go get more.
So, speaking of food and stuff, we have this great event coming up on Saturday, Bigfoot Days. So why don't you give us like a little
history
of Bigfoot Days and what you're doing now with it.
Yeah, so this is the 60th annual Bigfoot Days. We had to take a few years off, obviously, in the last few years.
60th.
But this has been a tradition. I think the first one was in 1960.
Oh, my gosh.
And looking at old pictures, I mean, you know, it started with a very simple parade, you know, on the main drag of 299, what was 299 at the time. It looks a little different now. And it's morphed over the years. You know, there's been a lot of activities that have come and gone. But one thing remains the same is that Willow Creek really does know how to party and throw a really great party. So we are looking forward to not disappointing. I'm actually at the venue right now and I'm looking at a big empty area, but I just know that there's going to be
tons.
It's going to be packed with people here on Saturday. Absolutely packed. We have, I think, 95 vendors.
Oh, wow.
We've got lots of activities scheduled. There's a horseshoe tournament, a softball tournament. We're going to have tons of great activities for the kids. Lots of great merchandise for sale and lots of great food. So I'm hoping that everybody gets to come on down. The parade starts at 10 a.m. and it's on the downtown strip of 299 right in the heart of Willow Creek. And then the festivities are going to be at Veterans Park, which is a really nice big area close to the river. And that's where the festivities will happen from 11 to 5. And we've got two really great bands booked. So we've got a Talking Heads cover band called the Naive Melodies, and then we have a local really awesome reggae band called the Woven Roots.
Cool.
I think we're going to see a really great turnout. It should be one of the biggest turnouts in the 60 years that this has been going on.
How many vendors did you say?
95, oh. Including the food vendors.
So 95 vendors. Wow.
I can't wait.
Where are they coming from?
All over. We've got a lot of people coming out from the coast. We also have some people coming out from, you know, the Redding area as well. But really, I mean, I would say probably nobody's traveling more than a couple hundred miles.
Yeah.
But apparently we've got a lot of people with a lot of things that they would like to sell at this event, and we are looking forward to seeing all of it. So
we are
very good about not having duplicate vendors as well. So we should see a nice variety of things for sale. And just, again, amazing food. It's going to be really great.
Hmm.
Well, that's really good stuff. From what I understand, too, in the past, it was definitely more of a regional event, meaning people actually drove to come and check it out from all over the place. Do you think that's happening this time?
Oh, I definitely do. In fact, we've gotten messages on, you know, the old Facebook and Instagram from people that are coming from hours away, just making sure that, you know, that it's still happening, where can we stay. So all of the lodging is going to be fully booked up around here. There might be some camping options available, but there's people traveling from hours away just to come to this event. So we're really, really glad that people can come out for it.
Well, as they should. Bigfoot's a celebrity.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Well, and the whole goal is obviously to make Willow Creek a celebrity too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The Bigfoot capital of the world.
Yes, we are, and we will have merchandise for sale that says as much. So come and check it out. We got some really great shirts and hats that are, you know, going to be a limited edition. So come and get them.
Very good. Very good. Limited edition. that's good. Do we have any Bigfoot experts participating that you know of?
You know, nobody that I know of, but I do know that we've gotten some inquiries already from some Bigfoot experts that would like to come and speak at Bigfoot Days 2023 already.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have some local legends around here. So we are going to see lots of people from Willow Creek that have been here for all of the Bigfoot Days. And I bet there will be some stories flying. We're going to have a Bigfoot calling contest.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet we'll definitely see some folks that have some stories during the Bigfoot calling contest.
That I do not want to miss because my head just exploded. I was like, Bigfoot calling contest. I'm like, what does that sound like?
I am really looking forward to it myself.
I guess whatever you think Bigfoot sounds like.
Now
it's open to interpretation.
Yeah.
You know, a Bigfoot is obviously an urban legend, and we get that. But even one of the last quote-unquote Bigfoot events that happened that people swore their reputation to was actually in Humboldt County, in the Redwoods, close to where you're at. And that was January, yeah. February. That was a family of four hiking through the woods. Mm-hmm. And they're
oh, that's right.
Yeah, a local family. Mm-hmm. They've been there forever, and they hike in the same spot every week. And they were hiking, and then all of a sudden they all felt like that they were being watched, and all of a sudden the howls and the screams filled the forest, and
wow.
All of them did a 180 and. out and
I would too
and swore they would never go back. so now they're hiking over here.
Them come and tell a story.
Yeah.
Right.
That might be actually fun. I was just thinking about how cool it would be to set up for next year or whatever, call it like story hour or whatever, where there's like a big fire and people sit around it, and then try to get people that have their personal, tell their, you know, give them like 5, 7, 10 minutes or something to tell their personal story of what they
experienced. I think that would be great. Let's make that happen for Bigfoot Days 2023. Let's do it.
Yeah. So, what else is happening in Willow Creek? Anything?
You know, really, it's just, you know, more of the same. We've had some really beautiful, you know, nice cool weather. So everyone's really enjoying the river. The river is just absolutely gorgeous right now. Right now, I think everybody's just really consumed with Bigfoot Days and just being really ready to do this event that we've not done for the last 2 years. So I think that's probably why we're seeing such a big response.
For sure.
With the number of vendors and participants. I think everyone's just really, really excited to have an excuse to all get together because it's been a long time. So yeah. we're really excited about it.
So with the 60 years, was that consecutive 60 years up until COVID?
It was until recently, yes.
Man, COVID really just...
2020, we had to... That would have been the 60th because it started in 1960.
Wow.
Wow. Well, yeah. last year was probably just three or four of you, and now it's super big for this. Okay, well, Shannon, thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. And, it's always a pleasure. You guys have a great night.
And we'll see you. Well, we'll get there Friday afternoon, so we'll see you then. And it's going to be a fun weekend.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, she's very excited. I like that. Good energy.
Well, they all are. I think it was definitely like, are we going to do this? Are we not going to do this? Are we going to do this? And then they finally said, yeah, we're going to do it. Pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And what we may not understand is because Willow Creek and it's so small, mm-hmm. like when they put their their money and their reputation on the line, because mm-hmm. they don't have much money at all,
uh-huh.
right? So when a small town like that commits, it's a big deal.
Yeah, we're in.
Right?
But so. 95 vendors.
That's a lot.
Wow, yeah. I'm super excited because, you know, for me, that's where I get...
Connections.
Yeah, I get to go see what's out there, people that are within our area that we can, you know, find really cool, great products. For the store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like, you know, how I have done it for years is just traveling all over, going to little mountain communities, going to farmers markets, showing up at little fairs, school fairs, wherever it is. And you find these gems, these people that are like brilliant at what they do. And, you know, they have this little booth and they don't do anything with their product other than sell it at these little fairs.
That's right.
And then you explore and find them. And then they're like, oh, you really like my product? And it's like, hello.
That's right.
This is world-class carving or whatever it might be.
Well, I think it's going to be fun. And I think it's going to be obviously a lot of people there. And it'd be great if you are within earshot of this and you're looking for something to do this weekend, but also meet some new people.
Yeah.
Almost everybody I've met out in Humboldt's been great.
Yeah. Especially along that, the whole stretch going out to, you know, Eureka and Arcata, those little towns have lots of really brilliant people. I've had the great experience of actually dropping into those little places over the years from people that I met here in Reading where their kids might have gone to college, right, when I was a younger person. And then, oh, where do you live? Oh, I live in Burnt Ranch. Oh, where do you live? Oh, I live in Willow Creek, or I live right there. Oh, you should come visit and stay with my family. We have a house right on the river, and, you know, And then you get to explore the area because they're firsthand knowledge of all the really cool things to do there. And, yeah, I've been able to do that. It's just there. It's a, such a beautiful place along that river. I mean, you're just like at the bottom of a valley, right? And it's just lush and green along the whole shores and the water.
You know, when we, I was up in Weaverville, there's actually the chef there, Gabriel. I don't think you actually met him.
I did not.
But
is that him?
Yeah, that's him. It's amazing food on, in Weaverville on Main Street. And he's been around the world, around the country. He's a great chef.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually from Willow Creek. I don't think I've actually ever met anybody who's from Willow Creek.
I know a whole family from Willow Creek.
Really?
Yeah. They actually are an entire family, and the father is a pastor or preacher at one of the little teeny, teeny, tiny churches that's kind of like literally you just drive by it at 50 miles an hour, just phew, there it's gone. And it was nestled in the side of the hill.
So I'm sure if when people do see Bigfoot, that church is very well attended after the fact, right?
I would imagine, yeah, thanking God that you weren't eaten. We're going to take a break here shortly, but one of the things when we come back, maybe we can talk about
have a few minutes.
Yeah, but we'll talk about Good Vibes, which is one of the articles that you contribute each month to Enjoy, and it's through the California Adventure District. But it's you got to go to Weaverville during the 4th of July and kind of soak in that all-Americana nostalgia.
Well, you know, doing the whole California Adventure District thing, it's, mm-hmm. you know, the two main counties are Shasta and Humboldt, right? Because of the airports. And so
yeah.
I'm out in
population
Humboldt, you know, semi-frequently. And every time I drive out there, there's always two places I drive through where it's like, there's got to be something else here. One of them was Willow Creek. So mm-hmm. we're taking care of that. And then, Weaverville is one of those, same thing. It's like every time I drove through Weaverville, I'm like, there's got to be something here.
Yeah. Well, for real.
For real.
There's a lot.
And then I did. I got a message through California Adventure District from Joel, who's the advertising manager at the Trinity Journal.
Mm-hmm.
And he reached out.
He's super cool.
Super cool.
And didn't we find he's from Hay Fork, right, originally?
He's from Hay Fork.
And when you look at him, when I looked at him, he looks like the consummate, like, New Yorker, right? Like, he's got...
Well, he's been around the world. He's had a career in fashion. And
well, that's... It just, yeah. You look at him and you're like, that's not Hay Fork. But yet it is.
Yeah. But he's had a good career in fashion. He's been in New York and L.A. Mm-hmm. and San Francisco and whatever mm-hmm. he's been doing. And then he came back and he settled back in Weaverville. But, you know, he reached out and he said, hey, you know, come up to Weaverville. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to meet a whole new group of people who have actually moved into Weaverville.
Right.
The combination of the new blood that's moved in, very entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
During COVID, mm-hmm. right, during the pandemic.
Yep.
And that in combination with some of the... some of the people who've been there, who I consider part of the furniture, they've been there forever. But that entrepreneurial spirit that moved in, there's all kinds of new things going on Main Street mm-hmm. in Weaverville. That
isn't it funny that, like, I'm curious to see, you know, I don't know that I'll live long enough to know kind of historically when people look back after the pandemic, after, you know, technology and stuff, because technology by first and then the pandemic second, like I think has reinforced kind of a migration of human beings in a really interesting way. So, you know, obviously people got out of the cities or are getting out of the cities during the pandemic just because it was just so, you know, such chaos and such, in my opinion, a lot of times overreach and all that kind of stuff. But technology is allowing people to be able to work from anywhere, and we're seeing a huge migration of tech people coming up in this area, out into these very rural communities up to, you know, Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta. They're buying, you know, property and they're living in their homes and still being able to work and, you know.
And from what I understand, the HQs of those companies really want their people to come back, and the people are saying, no, I'm good.
I know.
I'm going to hang out here.
That's happening actually a lot.
Stare at the lake, stare at the ocean, and I'll
yeah. So I'm just curious to see how that's going to pan out over a long period of time, yeah. if we're going to continue to see these little communities.
Well, the cool thing about our region is we have tons and tons and tons of space, so mm-hmm. it's good to go. All right, that's the end of the first half hour.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
That commercial.
It is.
It goes by fast, and I always forget. I got to put my headphones on. And
yep. Well, we come in on the second dive, right, Alan?
Typically, yes.
So we were talking about the growth of this area. Personally, I think our area is going to grow.
Yep.
We've had a number of guests here. last couple months, you brought up good points that, unfortunately, because of the car fire, right, many homes were burnt,
yeah,
and lost. So that cut down on the the, I would say that, the potential number of people moving in.
Yeah.
But that's changing.
Yeah.
but I don't see how we can't grow, mm-hmm, just because of the state of things in the world, right?
Well, I mean, obviously with the what's going on downtown with, you know, all these K2 projects and the, mm-hmm, you know, as far as, you know, businesses coming in and filling out all the commercial property, you know, I think that will happen and that will continue to grow as population grows and things. But they, I mean, I don't profess to know everything that they're doing, but obviously their residential portion of what they're doing is not hurting in any way, shape, or form. I mean, mm-hmm, 100% occupancy on the first building, and from what I've heard, there's already basically 100% occupancy or people filing for all these new blocks that are being built for downtown dwelling. So, you know, obviously there are people moving in.
Yeah. Personally, I'd rather live out,
sure,
a little bit. And
but here's the thing, right? There are a lot of people that are used to city living with this, yep, this transfer of population because of COVID and stuff, that are used to city living.
Yep.
And so for them, it's kind of a little bit one of the few things that makes it seem somewhat normal for them versus somebody like you or I that, you know, have lived outside, you know, and are used to living in a rural area where, you know.
I've done my fair share of city living, but
yeah,
I came over it. You know, the whole L.A.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah, yeah,
it was fine.
I mean, and I loved it too at some point, too. But, yeah, now you couldn't get me to do that again. Well, I mean, you could, but I'd want to live in, like, you know, Crystal Cove or Laguna or something, you know, on the hillside looking at the ocean for $25 mm-hmm million dollars and just stay there, right? But the rest of it, I don't want that.
have you heard any rumblings about a supermarket going in downtown at all?
Uh-uh. Have you?
Well, from what I understand, it's the one thing that's missing and that's,
oh,
you know. So hint there for
you. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we're not a supermarket, but we definitely are a market.
We, right, have some good jelly.
Yeah, we have all kinds of good stuff, and we're continuing to work on, you know, additional stuff for that. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's room for a supermarket, you know, that kind of more of a style. I mean, we're not far away. I mean, downtown, it'd be nice to have one that's in walking distance, but I mean, you have the unsafe way that's partly downtown,
yeah,
you know.
No, I'm good. so the county fair, did I ask you this right?
You asked me. Oh, no, I think we may have been on break. Or no, I don't know if I talked
about it. So the Shasta County Fair.
Yes. I don't go for the rides, but if I do, it's for the food,
so,
and for the animals.
Yeah. So I'm not quite sure how well that was attended, but we went. It was
busy
thing. And then,
was it during the hot spell?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and that's the other. Usually I can't do the heat.
but if so, listen, James, you can catch up because the Trinity County Fair,
uh-huh,
is July 14th through the 17th.
Mm. Same company, I wonder?
That I don't know, yeah. But from what I understand, they're all preparing for it now.
Okay.
So, you know, you can go up through Weaverville, stop off and get some ice cream, and then go to the Trinity County Fair.
Huh. How far is that outside of Weaverville? Do you know? The fairgrounds?
I don't know, but I've never been. No, I don't know. But I'm sure there are people listening who
know.
Will gladly correct me.
Yeah.
But then if you missed that one,
mm-hmm.
you know, July 14th through the 17th, you can go to the Lassen County Fair. So, like, you could have a whole summer of county fairs here.
Is that like following the dead?
Yeah,
you just exactly. follow the fair?
Yeah. The one in Lassen is July 20th through the 24th. And from what I understand there, it's a big one. It's a good one.
Really?
Yep. Cowboy boots and country roots.
Well, imagine that.
So there you go. but if, let's see, if that's not enough, then the 75th annual Lumberjack Fiesta in McLeod is happening.
Now, that would be probably fun. I wonder if they do that kind of stuff where they, like, climb the logs and then have to cut the top of the thing in, like, seconds and... You know, you get these big burly dudes that are like can hack down trees within a matter of a minute.
Yeah, so I went to one of those in Washington State. They were, yeah, that was
They're
weird.
They're beasts.
Yes. but this is the 75th annual Lumberjack Fiesta.
That's a long time.
And it's July 29th, 30th, and 31st, so that's a three-day thing also.
It's always funny. I think it's funny how McLeod and those little cities up there have – these really long-going events, you know, and obviously they work because otherwise they wouldn't continue, right? But, like, the Mushroom Festival and all that kind of stuff, I mean, I think it's cool.
Well, for many of these smaller communities, I'm going to assume that it's a major source of income.
Yeah.
both, obviously financially, but also from a marketing standpoint, right, to get people to come and put themselves on the map.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure, I can't remember where they always are, but there's like the Strawberry Festival and that Manton Apple Festival, and they're all cool. I've been to quite a few of them. I haven't made it to all of them yet, but and McLeod's, I love McLeod, right? Especially I love McLeod all the time, but I love it in the winter.
Well, listen, James, you can go to any one of these and get your fair share of fried Oreos, whatever the other fair food is. that will give you a heart
attack. Don't you wish somebody would open a restaurant that was just called Fair, and it's just a restaurant? All you go in there, and it's just all just fair food. Like, you can get fair
food
anytime.
Well, so there's an idea for you.
Could you imagine it would be just, like, filled with fryers?
Yeah. No. Some
fried.
Reason.
Fried. Everything fried.
Yeah. That's the name of the store. Everything fried. there's actually quite a few things going on here, too. Tomorrow, mm-hmm. tomorrow's July 7th, right?
Yep.
Chris Young.
Will be at the Civic Lawn.
On the lawn.
Yep.
That's always a big undertaking.
Yep.
You know? We've got to get Nathan on the show.
They do a really good job at the Civic when it comes to turning out these events and concerts. They really do. You know, I live near the Civic, so I get to hear all the stuff that's going on.
For free.
For free. But, you know, there's a lot going on in that space, mm-hmm. all that by, you know, the Civic, the Rodeo, between all those, you know, locations. It's amazing how much stuff is going on down there.
Well, they're actually doing more shows on the lawn
at
the Civic, so they're obviously bigger shows, but we'll have to get them on. Because I remember it was a few and far between before they put on a lawn show, so they must have it dialed in now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used to lose.
Are you talking about
that
Nathan
thing.
Parmalee from the Civic? Yeah.
So Nathan, if you're listening,
I just saw him the other day. I was making a delivery there, and he had just drove up, and he was all really tan and, you know, looking good, and he had his cool board shorts and flip flops on, and he was like,
"He must be working."
Just crawled out of the pool.
There you go. Let's see. Ever hear of a band called Home Free?
Can't say that I have.
They're right up there with the Rolling Stones, apparently. But anyway, they're no, I don't know.
I was going to say what?
July 30th at the Civic, you know.
Yeah.
And then we have your dead gal.
Teresa Caputo.
Live.
I'm a huge fan of Teresa.
So now what does she do again?
So she calls herself a medium. She's the Long Island medium. She lives in Long Island. And ever since she was a little girl, I don't know, I can't remember if it ran in her family, like her grandmother or whatever, but But she claims ever since she was a little girl, she could see and speak to dead people. And when she was a little girl, it was very frightening to her that they would pass in front of her window at night calling her name and stuff, because they knew that, she, you know, she could obviously hear them, see them, sense them, whatever it is that she does. And when she was little, of course, she didn't realize that that was not normal. Then she grew up and, you know, got married and had kids. And during that time, she was an extremely, I think, nervous person, fearful, had a lot of anxiety. And a lot of that came from the spirits that she, I guess, is in contact with. She's a very spiritual person. It would appear from the TV show. She believes in God and heaven. But she is, you know, called this gift that she has, that she's able to communicate with people on the other side.
So she's
created a TV show, and she travels all over the world doing readings, and you know.
So when she comes to Reading, we should just take her up to Old Shasta there, to the graveyard,
the gallows.
Well, the gallows, yeah.
The
gallows there behind. Have you seen that?
It's
kind of a creepy spot right there.
If you've grown up here for any time and you've gone to school here as a child, that's one of the things that your field trips you go on is to look where people were hung and killed.
So Old Shasta, they have the gallows there, mm-hmm. but then right up the hill is the graveyard.
The cemetery, yeah.
Right, the cemetery.
Yeah.
Cemetery.
And it's a really cool cemetery.
And it's a very old cemetery. We went up there last week and just check it out. And there's
another field trip we took, and they told us how to be respectful, but we got to run around the cemetery.
Well, some unlucky people got to do both in the same day, right?
I know, right? And look at the gravestones. I can't remember what our project was, but we were to go around looking at the gravestones and figuring out stuff, who people were in history and their ages. I mean, I don't remember it, but I remember it being super cool. I mean, I thought it was cool.
So
Teresa, now in that situation, I'm sure she could hear and see people, right? Like whatever, but what her job really is, where her gift lies or where she claims her gift lies, is that she will be somewhere, even grocery shopping, just not even, you know, just her day-to-day life. And she'll, like, you know, let's say walk into a grocery store and order a pound of salami at the deli, you know, counter. And then while you're sitting there, you can watch her on the TV show. You know when something's coming because she'll start kind of fidgeting and clicking her long fingernails. She's known for this huge, like, big bouffant hairdo, blonde, and these huge fingernails. And she'll start tapping her teeth with her nails or something, and you'll know something's coming. And then all of a sudden, she just blurts it out. She's like, excuse me, did somebody's father die in a tragic plane crash or something like that? And then somebody that's working in the back, they're like, oh, that's Johnny. He's in the back, his dad. And oh, go get him. His dad's here. He's got a message for him. And they'll bring Johnny out, and then they're like, and then all of a sudden she'll just start telling him that, you know, the dad's trying to communicate with him and wants to let him know this, that, and the other thing.
Sorry, he took that flight.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, and then she'll say, do you have like I don't know, like a round tattoo that says something in memory? And they'll be like, oh my gosh, and they'll, you know, they'll pull up their shirt and there's the tattoo, or you know, it's just bizarre stuff. I really find it fascinating to watch her.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she's coming to town, so...
Yeah, I know it's going to buy tickets for me and my friend to go. And then I saw the...
Take a price.
I wanted the seat.
Change your mind.
I wanted the seat at the very front because I wanted her... I wanted to be up where she, like, stands to do her readings, even though she does walk over. And I was like, ooh, that's an expensive seat.
Yeah.
But I could take one towards the middle or the back, which was much more reasonable. And then I was like... No.
Well, that's another reason we have to get Nathan on.
Yeah.
Jim Gaffigan?
Yep.
Comedian. Right?
Mm-hmm.
August 10th.
Okay.
So at least these are a few opportunities to get out of the 110 degree heat.
Mm-hmm.
Although Josh Turner's coming on the lawn on August 18th. And by then, summer should be in full swing. So.
Yeah. But typically, you know what? Because we've done movies in the park for a long time on that lawn.
It's a little cooler because of the river.
Yeah. As soon as the sun goes down, that the heat that normally would be embedded in, like, the concrete and stuff that just continues to radiate for hours isn't there. The lawn immediately, you know, takes that heat away. And over there by the Civic, you do get usually an evening breeze coming from the river. So you know, just as the sun goes down, things change pretty quickly, and it's tolerable. So,
excellent. All right, we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. 10 points if you guessed that was Van Halen's Panama.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Do you ever see them live?
I have
back
never.
In the day?
No. No, I mean, I loved rock music, but I never...
You're not a concert goer?
No, I was, but I was in more into my kind of... I liked weird music. Like, I was a what they called a wedge head. In a new wave, so I wanted to go. I went and saw people like, you know, Susie and the Banshees and Flock of Seagulls, and I did go see Kiss, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, they just got busted last week.
Did they?
Totally lip-syncing.
Oh, yeah, well.
But they were busted pretty big time. I mean, most of them do at this point. I mean, I don't know if you've been, you know.
At this point, for me, when I think of their age and they're still performing, I just kind of like, maybe I want to believe that they're singing, but it doesn't put me off that they're lip syncing, because they, I mean, they used to be it, right? I mean, they used to be able to perform and sing. So I mean, I give them a little grace.
Yep. Well, so it's actually kind of interesting, because a lot of those bands from the 80s, the big ones, mm-hmm. they're doing their tour this year.
Yeah,
you know, the Def Leppards,
yeah.
and the Poisons.
You know, and I would go see them now.
And the Motley Crues, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
and they're putting on a show, but. They've definitely, you know, it's
yeah.
not exactly
the same no.
as it used to be.
But they can prey on my desire to be youthful again, right? And to make a few bucks
no, that's
to put
true.
In their bank. I'm okay with that.
You know, even even poor John Bon Jovi, he's having a hard time.
Yeah.
You know, they played a bunch of shows and... People calling him out on, I mean, they were playing some of the tapes, and it's like, oh it's
no.
like painful.
Well, you have that insight, you know, from your background of being a, you know, a famous a photographer.
Well, you know
of,
what it
of
is?
That stuff.
I'll tell you, as a rock fan. So when I see these bands, I mean, and they're putting on their show, it's a great show, but when you can tell they cannot sing anymore.
Mm.
It's more of a, like a painful thing. Like,
yeah.
oh, dude, like if it's like, dude, it's okay. Like, just don't.
Yeah.
Just.
So when they're doing that, when you say lip syncing, is a lot of it, they're actually lip syncing completely, or they are singing to a track that's already been laid down.
With a singing track, but so in Kiss's in it, Kiss's
In Kiss's case,
they were just mimicking it. And the voice was coming out of the speakers, and it's like,
ooh.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, I love all the big bands. It was great. But in my opinion, at some point, you got to know when to, like,
fold them.
Stop. Right?
Yeah. Huh.
So,
somebody needs to create, they need to get just really clever and do a tour where it's really not them performing, but they take all of their old footage, right, and create this really cool, like, streaming, like, what's the tribute, and it's on a massive screen that's like the size of a concert, right? And so you can be there live, where, and but it feels like you're almost at a concert because they're life size on a massive screen, but that they're old recordings of their concerts.
Yep. Well, so funny enough, some of the tribute bands that are out there who have been going for, let's say, half the time that the major bands have been going for, like some of the AC/DC tribute bands out there and some of the Kiss tribute bands, they're actually really good, and they're actually playing it, and they're doing
it. And it feels like you're seeing old school stuff.
It's a really good thing. but I am still in, you know, one of my best friends, he's a vocal coach, big-time vocal coach. And you can tell the difference between the musicians who have taken care of themselves.
Sure.
So Iron Maiden's touring, too, right? And their singer is like 70 years old or however old he is. But,
but he can sing,
he can sing. He just,
nice. Yeah,
take care of his voice. And, right? He can still do that. It's not quite as quick as as it used to be. But Iron Maiden's a good story. I don't know if you guys want band stories. But the cool thing about Iron Maiden is they do the world tour. And they have their 747, and the lead singer is the pilot of the... you're like, I'm not quite sure about that.
Yeah, I'm like,
But he's actually a professional pilot. He's been a professional pilot for decades. And so it's actually kind of
like,
a,
what's his name, John Travolta? John Travolta is supposed to be an amazing pilot.
Yep.
which just still blows my mind. But
yep. There's actually some pretty cool Iron Maiden documentaries out there about the whole flying thing with them.
I did not know that. I will have to go YouTube that tonight because that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it was super cool, right? Like, you have a built-in pilot. That's one cost that's not having to drain your pocketbook as a...
Maybe we're talking about something completely uninteresting for people who are listening. But when it comes to a world tour, I'll tell you. Like,
it's our prerogative to go on tangents.
At the at the level of a Rolling Stones or an Iron Maiden, it actually pays to have your own plane.
Yeah.
Because you can make your own schedule.
Yeah.
In the old days, if you're a big band and you're touring, you're at the whim of a promoter.
Sure.
So your travel schedule may be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do have your own plane, you can set your own schedule, and ends up being very
How chic too.
Yes. but it's a huge operation.
Oh God, I can't. 747 in general, just keeping it fueled and maintenance, I would imagine, would be torture.
They had to make all custom flight cases because it had to balance out exactly right.
All the
weight and everything.
My son and I went through flight school and stuff, and surprisingly enough, weight is one of the number one things on any airplane.
I took flying lessons, and the thing wouldn't take off.
Where you put it will determine if you're going to get in the air or not.
Actually, I did take flying lessons. Yeah. I took flying lessons in Santa Barbara and in Van Nuys.
Nice.
Van Nuys was interesting because that it's a very busy. LA is a very busy place to take.
Not my first choice for
flying lessons. And that's when that's when I had the epiphany of once I was up in the air after a couple times. I'm like, nah, this is not for me. Like, I'm not maybe not a smart thing to do.
So we were going over a lot of things at the Civic.
Sorry. Yep.
No, I just wanted to throw right out real here quick is, you know, we also have, excuse me, I'm hiccuping, the Cascade Theater. We have a trombone story in August, on August 6th. It looks like interesting if you like the trombone, which I do. And then August 21st, there's Lucas Nelson and Potter. And then there's John Mark McMillan. An Awkward Dream Tour, that's September 21st. So, you know, let's not forget about the Cascade and giving them some love, because that's an amazing facility and an amazing asset to the downtown cultural district here. We have Reading Theater Company, Reading City Ballet, Singing in the Rain Junior, and that's July 22nd through the 23rd at Shasta College Theater. And
speaking of tribute bands, look here at the
State Theater in Red Bluff.
Yeah, we have a Johnny Cash.
Yeah, James Gardner's tribute to Johnny Cash, Friday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also have Pablo Cruz, Friday, September 23rd at 7 p.m. And then I was, you know, they had Snoop Dogg not too long ago down at Rolling Hills, the Rolling Hills Amphitheater. And then I think coming up not too long from now, they also have Pitbull coming, which I don't know if you're into that kind of music, but I like Pitbull.
I have a hard time with the whole rap stuff.
I tried.
Snoop Dogg came and everybody survived?
I guess, yeah.
No.
I heard nothing negative, but I'm thinking to myself, boy, they've got some, you know.
I'll tell you a rapper that
big names
that I did photograph back in the day was Coolio.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was one of the original gangster rappers.
Yeah.
He was an interesting character.
I always liked his hair with the little teeny braids that poke
out. Yeah, I photographed him when he was a little older, and he had less braids coming up. I think when he started out, it was like 20. And
now there was 4. Now, I think he actually only has 2 now. They're both on both sides of the back of the head.
But that was great.
Yeah.
Those were fun times.
So I just want to also shout out that we have July 2020 issue of Enjoy Magazine. This is issue 190 now out on the shelves. It's being delivered. It's called The Adventure Begins, Dive On In. And really good issue. I was flipping through it and looking at all the really cool, super cool articles of, again, all the things, First Fruits, Kitchell Family Organics in Los Molinos, you know, the whole food thing that we've talked about in preparing for, you know, I think a downturn of mainstream food and knowing where your food comes from at a local level.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Howell's Dive Shop, Dive On In, Howell's Dive and Marine Shop, which is like a local, place that's been here literally since the beginning of time. I think it's where you get all your diving equipment, learn to dive, get your certification, which is super cool. What else do we have going on in here? You have a really great article I wanted you to touch on, but of course we're going to run out of time. But every month you've been doing an article through our California Adventure District, and this one was called Cool Vibes, the new buzz in Weaverville. And you went in and literally looked like you went down all of Main Street and touched base with everybody and talked to them about all their really cool shops. And
yeah, it was great. There's definitely some new entrepreneurial spirit in Weaverville, and there's also still some, just like you just mentioned, there's some businesses there that have been there since the beginning of time.
Yeah,
right. So you get that combination of the old school knowledge.
Anderson's Pottery is one of them been there forever. Yeah.
In Weaverville we have the Gold Rush Jewelers. They've been there forever. They have the old Gold Rush era jewelry. One of my favorite places was Gabriel's Grill and Barbecue.
And he looks like a cool dude.
He's a funny dude. And I didn't know what to expect. But whilst I was out there taking pictures, you know, people drove by in their cars and they were yelling,
honking and yelling.
The best place in town, right?
Yeah.
And it was great. And then Ryan and her husband, they have Up North Confectionery and Mercantile and Eatery, and they ran out of ice cream this weekend.
Yeah.
So,
and they make wicked grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yes. Kim and the girls and I, we partook of that also. So, no.
And then check out, we have 2 recipes this month in Enjoy. You can make those at any time. I'm always excited. I love the recipes because I like food.
Well, I like food. And every time I say, you know, I'm gonna learn to cook and recipes and stuff like that, I always...
This one's for grilled peach chicken salad.
Yeah, every time I say I'm going to do that, another year goes by. Thank you very much, Northern California. We'll be back next week.
Thanks.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.